Every week you hear me say that this show is brought to you by Interfaith Alliance. As we celebrate Thanksgiving weekend and get ready for Giving Tuesday on November 29th, our good friend Shelley Wright was kind enough to take a few minutes to record a message sharing her reasons for supporting Interfaith Alliance.
Hi, my name is Shelley Wright. Some of you may know me as a country singer for years and years and years and years. I also happen to be the first country singer who came out of the closet as an openly gay woman. I want to talk a little bit today about Interfaith Alliance and the powerful way that the organization has affected my life and people who I've been able to be in contact with. There was a film about my coming out called Wish Me Away, in which I think it very effectively told the story of what it's like for a gay person like myself to also have a faith practice, and how those that felt very at odds with who I could be very early in my life, but now how it can very beautifully be a part of who I am. The film Wish Me Away was seen by a lot of people and won a lot of film festivals, and I'm quite proud of the way that it represented my story. I want to share with you again a couple of little tidbits about interesting ways that the film has touched people. I've met a lot of folks who have a loved one who is gay. For example, scores and scores and scores, if not hundreds or maybe even thousands of people have come to me and said, I saw Wish Me Away, and it really helped me. It enlightened me about how a person who is gay, LGBTQ, can still have a very effective faith practice. And in particular, a couple of moms have told me that, you know, we watched the film, we stumbled across it on Showtime or Netflix, and we watched the film and it inspired us to contact our gay child who had come out to us 15, 20, 25 years before. And they very sadly and very emotionally told me that they had cut their child off, really rejected their child. And the film was the impetus for their getting back in touch with their loved one. And I thought, well, that is powerful in a way that I didn't even anticipate the film would be. I just thought it would comfort other people like me. But other families have found comfort in the film. And then more recently, I had a show a couple of months ago. I have a new record that came out, so I'm on tour. And my manager told me that there was a man that really desperately wanted to talk to me before the show. He wanted a meet and greet, and I said, okay, I'll meet with him. He came backstage. He was about a 52-year-old guy, Jack, and his wife, Joy. And Joy stood over in the corner, and she said, this is Jack's thing. He's been a fan of yours forever, a lifelong fan. And whenever I meet a lifelong fan who stayed with me after I came out, that's always special to me. And Jack proceeded to tell me that he didn't know he had ever really known or cared about a gay person until I came out of the closet. And he said, and I watched Wish Me Away, and I read your book, and he said, it really, some things started to happen inside of my heart and in my mind and in my faith practice myself. And he said, it changed me. And I thought to myself, well, that's really great that he's sharing this with me. I had heard this type of testimonial from a lot of people. It didn't mean that it wasn't meaningful to me in that moment, but I thought that was the end of his story. And then he said, but then I have to tell you what happened. And I said, okay. And he said, a month ago I was driving our son to his freshman year of college at the University of Virginia. And he said, I was telling my son, Patrick, I'm really proud of this new endeavor for you. I just want you to know Mom and I are behind you. Anything, if you need anything while you're at school, you call us. We're here. We care about this experience for you. And if there's anything that you want to tell me now about how you're feeling, I want to know it. And he said his son was quiet for about 5 minutes and said, okay, Dad, I want to tell you that I'm gay. And Jack told me that in that moment, that had he not seen the film Wish Me Away, again, which Interfaith Alliance had been a big part of, he said he had not seen that film, his son would have gotten a very, very different reaction from him on that very long car ride. And I said, what did you say to your son when he told you he's gay? He said, son, thanks for telling me I love you. Let's talk about it. And it was really meaningful to Jack to tell me that what he saw in Wish Me Away because of Interfaith Alliance had spared him perhaps the loss of a relationship with his child. And it spared him from saying something he'd later, down the road, have to call his son maybe 10, 20 years ago, 10 years later, son, I'm sorry, I messed it up. The work of the Interfaith Alliance, completely just cut out what might have been a very painful portion of this father-son relationship. And because of that, this is me asking you to help celebrate and mark Giving Tuesday. This holiday season, of course, is very precious to all of us for a lot of different reasons. But please, please give something. Please make a donation to Interfaith Alliance because of the good work that they do, not just in my life, but the great, great work that they've done in Jack's life and his son Patrick and hundreds and thousands of people around the world. This money is needed to do the great work that Interfaith Alliance continues to do. So I'm asking you to give a little, give a lot. Happy holidays.
Some thoughts from country star Shelley Wright for this year's Giving Tuesday coming up on November 29th.